Well, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Study on a Friday afternoon. Just a few verses today from Isaiah chapter 26. Let's hear the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 26, and I'm just reading the first four verses this afternoon. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That little verse at the end, in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. It may be that you've got a Bible in front of you and it's a reference Bible. The phrase, in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, could also be rendered, in the Lord Jehovah is a rock of ages. Everlasting strength, or a rock of ages. The hymn writer spoke about the rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Speaking about the cross, once again, the rock of ages, the Lord Jehovah, the one in whom is everlasting strength. On that cross, his side was riven, opened, even for us, opening up a fountain for sin and for uncleanness. But dear friends, we're living in days where it's sometimes very difficult to keep your head above water. Sometimes it's very difficult to keep the mind clear. The Bible speaks about those things which war against the soul. And certainly whenever we consider the spirit of the age that we're living in, there are many, many things that war against the soul. And the mind, even of the child of God, is very much a battlefield. I think in the internet age that we're living in, with all of the things that avalanche into our homes, and all of the things that come up in social media and text messages and links that people send that get us into some website or to view some clip, sometimes it's almost like information overload. And then there's also the stress of living in the world that we're living in. And we think of the pandemic and the confusion that there is surrounding it, and the fear and the anxiety, and it just seems to be getting more and more to the fore. And all the time we lift a newspaper, or every time we turn on the radio, or every time we watch the news, it's all that we almost hear. And sometimes it can be very, very oppressive, and it seems that it's very difficult to keep our minds clear in these days. And of course, there are those who would fall into discouragement and despondency and depression. There are others who turn perhaps to prescription drugs and alcohol as well, and different forms of escapism. And it's very difficult to keep our minds clear and our minds focused, and to keep our minds sane almost, and not to allow our thoughts to run away with themselves. It's difficult sometimes to remain calm. But here's a wonderful promise in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. The prophet speaking to the Lord God Jehovah says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And it's the first part of that verse that I'd just like to leave with you for a few moments today. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. It's lovely to have a verse like this. It's lovely to be able to recite a verse like this. It's wonderful to be able to quote a verse like this, and to have it committed to memory. But more important still is it for us to be able to put the principles of this verse into practice. You see, the Word of God does us really very little good unless we're willing to obey its precepts, and stand upon its promises, and employ its principles. And therefore, it's very important for us to endeavour to keep our minds focused upon the Lord. The hymn writer in his great hymn, "Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace, over all victorious in its bright increase, perfect yet it floweth, fuller every day, perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. And it's very important that we endeavour as Christian people to keep our minds stayed or fixed down, nailed down, our thoughts fixed upon the Lord himself. He is altogether lovely. He's all powerful. He's in perfect control of all things. And it's important to keep our minds focused upon him. How do we do that? Well, I think it's good to start each day alone with the Lord, to get a little bit of time alone with the Lord, to open his word, to read it for ourselves consistently and systematically and slowly, and to think about what the Lord's saying, and then to come before the Lord and just to spend a few moments, as Psalm 46 would tell us, to be still and know that he is God. Just to take time, make time to be still, to focus your mind upon the Lord, upon who he is, upon what he has said in his word, upon what he has done for us in sending his Son to be our Saviour, and ever to remind ourselves that the Lord is in control and he's a Father to all that trust in him. And not to allow our thoughts to run away with themselves, not to be so taken up with social media and all of the information that the world throws our way, and not even to run and lift the phone or to send emails and text messages and post things on Facebook and social media, but just to get alone with God in his word, seek his face and cast our care upon him and tell him all about our needs and our thoughts and our burdens, and spend that quiet time with the Lord. That's a good way to start the day. And then throughout the day, sometimes it's good to lay hold upon a verse of scripture in the morning and repeat it to ourselves during the day. Think upon it and meditate upon it. Maybe it's something as simple as having a lunch break or going to the bathroom or having a coffee break, and just bringing that verse of scripture, that promise or that wonderful truth that God has brought to us in his word that morning, and meditating upon it and standing upon it and seeking to use it just to really feed our souls and to draw us out most of all to the Saviour. Hebrews chapter 12 exhorts us to look on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's how we keep our minds stayed upon the Lord, looking to the Saviour, looking to Christ, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, years ago, Leonard Ravenhill, the great evangelist and revivalist, told a story about an art competition. And some artists were commissioned to depict on canvas the phrase perfect peace and to paint a picture of what perfect peace was. And so some of the finalists were, their works were put up in this art gallery, and the critics came along and they looked at the various paintings. And there was one that was a painting of a great glen. The sun was setting. There was a lake in the valley. The surface of the lake was like a mirror. It was like glass. There were some cattle feeding at the side of the lake. And it was a very transient and peaceful picture. And all of them were agreed that this was a great painting. And somebody said, well, that depicts for me perfect peace. Look at the stillness. Look at the calm that there is there. And then one of the men piped up and says, well, that more to me looks like stagnancy. Let's look at another painting. And the next painting they came to was a painting of a rocky mountainside. And it was dark. And there was a bolt of lightning in the background. It was evident that it was raining and the wind was howling. All of those things wonderfully depicted on canvas. And over the side of that rocky cliff face, a waterfall. And the water was cascading down. And all that it spoke of was darkness, noise, storms, and it didn't look peaceful at all until they looked closely and they saw coming out of that rock face just a branch or a stem from a tree, and right at the very edge of that branch a little nest, and in that nest a little bird feeding her young just several feet away from that waterfall, exposed to all of the elements, in the midst of a storm, darkness setting in, lightning in the distance, undoubtedly the thunder rolling. And yet that little bird, content to feed her young. And one of the critics says, that to me speaks of perfect peace. It's not the things that are going on around us that's the important thing. It's what's going on in here and in here. And the Lord promises, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. The wonderful thing about the peace of God, Paul reminded the church at Philippi, it's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. But it's also the peace of God that passeth all misunderstanding. And I trust today that you'll be encouraged and you'll refocus your thoughts and your meditations upon God and upon his word. And the Lord will bless you with this inner peace that only he can give. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless you and encourage you today.